And here to play it for us now is Ado DeVark and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. The Russian Easter Overture by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you.
Russian Easter Overture by Rimsky-Korsakov, played for us by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of music director and conductor, Ado DeVart. The Russian Easter Overture, with its sumptuous celebration of the Christian Easter, was given its premiere in St. Petersburg in December of 1888, under the direction of the composer. We have heard it on this occasion, played by Ado DeVart and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. They've been the darlings of the classical stage for more than 300 years. Berlioz wrote a symphony about them, Gounod an opera, and in the 20th century, they formed the inspiration for one of Prokofiev's finest ballets. Movies have been made about them. Leonard Bernstein even made them stars of Broadway. Who are they? They are, of course, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's timeless star-crossed lovers. But perhaps the most beautiful and enduring of all the evocations on the unsmooth course of true love came from the pen of our next composer, Tchaikovsky. His fantasy overture, Romeo and Juliet, was the first major work he ever wrote and has remained one of his most popular. Here then is the fantasy overture, Romeo and Juliet, played by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Ado DeVart.
Thank you.
fantasy overture Romeo and Juliet by Tchaikovsky, played by Ado DuVart and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. Tchaikovsky, who had serious doubts about any of his works at the best of times, was shaken by the harsh reception his overture received when it premiered in 1870. He and his friends went to a smart restaurant after the performance, and Tchaikovsky, who was so sensitive that he could cry at card tricks, said tearfully, "No one said a single word to me about the overture the whole evening. It wasn't even mentioned." No matter. It is so often the case, posterity had the last word. His work had become, and still is, one of the most popular. Ironically, his second attempt to abstract Shakespeare, The Tempest, was an immediate success, but has now fallen, if not into disfavor, into neglect. But not so his fantasy overture, Romeo and Juliet, which we've just heard, played for us by Ado DuVart and the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.